Marcos McPeak Villatoro is a novelist who teaches the craft of writing murder mysteries at Mount St. Mary's College here in Los Angeles, and he's thought a lot about why the genre has such appeal.
One of my students, Dana, recently said in class, "You know, there's something really empowering about killing people on paper." Her 10 classmates quickly agreed, and I thought about slowly backing toward the door and making a run for it. But then I told myself that students of creative writing don't go on destructive rampages, and I repeated that 10 times until I'd given myself the courage to stay put. For an entire semester now, we'd discussed the intricacies of writing mysteries, and I'd worked with the students as they penned their own. Dana's reflection on the empowering nature of killing people kicked off a discussion of why people write murder mysteries and why so many people read them. Part of the reason is fun. It's fun to create fiction that relies on complex logic, a Rubik's Cube of character development and plot, where the writer makes a number of deals with the reader. Prime among them that all this mess regarding murder and strange clues is going to work out in the end. But fun doesn't entirely account for their appeal. People who see death close up also feel the pull. I once worked with the Mary Knoll Missionary Order, whose sisters labor among the poor the world over, often against a background of civil wars and massacres. Some sisters have been butchered after their efforts for the dispossessed enraged those who exploited them. The sisters' library has the largest selection of murder mysteries I've ever come across. It may seem weird that these holy women relish murder and mayhem, but to me it makes perfect sense. My wife and I did development work with the sisters in Guatemala. There we saw firsthand a world we had only previously read about, a world of death squads and torture that held the Guatemalans and us in the daily grip of terror. Writing murder mysteries helps me stare into that chaos and come out of it. It is not light relief. It's not time taken out from my serious fiction. Some describe the murder mystery as one of the last true morality tales, and I hate that notion because I don't want a prudish busybody like morality sticking its nose into my writing. But there's more truth in the proposition than I want to admit. The mystery really does offer something very moral, a recognition that the world is broken and a desire to make it better, even if it's only for a while. In the murder mystery, someone is killed. The brave detective gives her all to bring the bad guys to justice. She doesn't avoid the chaos, but throws herself into it. And we go with her, cheering on the fictional hero, hoping that somehow she just might reach the door of our real-world chaos and close it.
Marcos McPeak Villatoro teaches creative writing here in Los Angeles. His new book, Minos, a Romilia Chacon mystery, comes out next month.